You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to this week's episode of Meet Us in Buellton. We hope you didn't come hungry because this episode is going to leave your mouth watering.
I am so excited, Kathy. Today on the podcast, we're joined by Lauren Ohlenberger and Craig Minus, co-owners of God's Country Provisions. They'll be talking all about their family's donut shop and what makes it so special.
Hi, Lauren and Craig. Thanks so much for joining us. We're excited to have you here today. And before we really get into it, God's Country Provisions is owned and operated by your families. And so we'll share with our listeners a little bit about how your families came to know one another and maybe find yourselves here in the beautiful San Ynez Valley.
Thanks, Kathy. It's great to be here. Appreciate the invitation and happy to be here with everybody. Our family, the Ohlenberger family, myself, Lauren, and my wife, Sarah, and our three kids, we moved to the San Ynez Valley about 5 years ago from Orange County. It was a place that we visited for many, many years, held a special place in our heart, and we were looking to make a change in terms of a place for our family to settle down for this next chapter, have our kids in more of a small town family environment, which it's been a fantastic time so far. Ironically, the very first people that we met were the Minuses. We rolled into town with the moving trucks and went straight to the baseball field for Pony Baseball, San Ynez Pony Baseball, and literally bumped into Craig walking onto the field. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. I guess the rest is history from there. I don't know, Craig, you want to share a little bit about when you moved here?
Yeah, Kathy, Megan, thanks for having us. This is a real pleasure. Thank you. Tracy is my wife. And again, the four of us own and operate God's Country Provisions. Like Lauren said, we met at the baseball field. Tracy and I have been in the Valley for 6 years and in Santa Barbara prior to that. We ran into each other at the baseball field. Both of us were participating, our kids participating in the local sports. And that's where it all started.
So what inspired the idea of God's Country Provisions? And whose idea was it to open the donut shop together?
The story behind the brand is really meant to represent the feeling of, well, for us, it was first visiting the Valley. And what came with the feelings that invoked, right? It was peace. It was tranquility. It was beautiful scenery. It was super friendly people. And when sitting around the fireplace at night, you know, the four of us just chatting about why we moved here, why we love it here, why we want our kids in this type of environment, really looking to get involved in the local business community in a way that could kind of bring a little bit of that spirit to not only the people that live here, but people like us that were first visitors and so forth. And so it was really to find a way to kind of bring that country hospitality and just that feeling that you get driving over the bridge over the 154 and seeing the valley and your blood pressure drops immediately. And it's just a great feeling.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'd like to add, I think what inspired the name and why we opened the donut shop together is because we're kind of both in the same places with our lives. We each have three kids. We both came to the Valley for that quality of life. There's something special here. And, you know, we hit it off at the baseball field. We spent, you know, many months together kind of forming a friendship. And we both said that we wanted to do something here local in the Valley. The name, ironically, when, you know, Tracy and I had spent, you know, all of our years in Santa Barbara, she's born and raised there, and we met in college at UCSB. I had a friend who said, you're moving to the Valley. And I said, yes. And he said, God's Country. And that just always stuck with me. And again, one late night at the fire pit, we were kind of brainstorming, you know, we didn't even know what we would do. The donut shop was clearly not in the horizon. but we thought, what are cool names? And God's Country stuck. And from there, the donut shop became available and that kind of just organically happened.
And we had we have the shop, you know, our flagship is in Buellton. We have our weekend pop-up in Los Olivos in this cool historic water tower. And what's really neat with visitors that come to both locations, by no means is the San Ynez Valley in Buellton the only God's country, right? We have people, oh, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. We call it God's country. I'm from Ireland. We call it God's country. I'm from here. We call it God's country. And it's not just one place, right? It does encapsulate all those feelings that kind of that name invokes. And so it's fun to hear and compare mm-hmm. also from where everybody's coming from and their own experiences. And but what is neat is that kind of the underlying values and feelings that we've already talked about a little bit seem to be consistent from everybody that comes from their own little corner of the world that they call God's country. Mm. In terms of donuts, which, you know, moving from the beautiful rolling hills of San Ynez Valley and the vineyards of Buellton and so forth to donuts isn't necessarily a quick one-to-one changeover. Down in Southern California, you know, the more craft donut craze is a little bit further along than what you find on the Central Coast, although there's some great shops that have popped up all up and down the Central Coast. And again, it's kind of taking this legacy business and modernizing it such that it attracts a much broader audience. And there was a legacy shop here in Buellton. My wife is a big donut connoisseur and found herself frustrated that there was limited hours and availability and so forth. And so it was always a conversation of, well, why don't you just do your own thing then? You start it. You do it. Long story short, that legacy shop came up for sale. Sarah had talked about that business so much that a friend of hers quickly called and mentioned it. And lo and behold, God's Country Provisions and the donut shop in Buellton became the first kind of brick and mortar underneath the GCP brand.
That's I love that.
Yeah. Fun story. And you know what? Moving from the Midwest, I truly do feel this is God's country. Every time I look around, I feel very blessed to be here. And I do relate to that term a lot, that it's God's country here, right? We live in a little slice of heaven. So
absolutely.
Yeah. No, I get the name. I can understand. So donuts. Okay. I have worked in bakeries before through high school and whatnot, making some money. And I know you have to rise bright and early to get the donuts made for the day. So what does a day working in a donut shop look like? What time do you guys get started?
Our head baker gets in at zero dark o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, weekends are our busiest times and our biggest volumes. Weekdays are a little bit slower, as you might imagine. So it does vary to a degree. But, you know, typically our first people are getting in between midnight, 1 a.m. to get things rolling.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, producing 1,000 to 2,000 donuts in a day, it's not simply smash them all out at one time and there you go. Just right. Doing one batch alone from start to finish is about a 3 to 4 hour process. Mm. And so when you're doing multiple batches throughout a day, you know, it's a pretty long process and a lot of work that goes into it before we even snap on that open sign in the morning. Mm. So it's certainly a labor of love, and we have some great people that work for us that, you know, help us do our thing, expand creativity, and it starts dark and early for everybody, but we all come in with smiling faces mm-hmm. and crank up the tunes and get to work.
Right.
And that's the interesting thing about donuts is, you know, they're made fresh every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a shelf life. It's not stuck in a piece of plastic for 2 days. They're fresh every day. And you know, we have a number of wholesale accounts We thank them in the Valley. They help support us, and we're out the door at 5:45 to make sure that they have the donuts, you know, in their shops.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an early endeavor for sure. Mm-hmm. I think Lauren's done a really good job at kind of getting that operation dialed in. And so we can meet the demand of the Valley. We can service our wholesales. And again, we really appreciate that. And again, we can stay consistent, have normal hours, hopefully have all the product that a customer would need. Mm-hmm. And again, provide kind of a really family friendly, warm environment where you can get a relatively inexpensive breakfast or a treat.
Right.
That's really important to us.
And the other thing that, you know, is both a little bit of a, you know, calculation on our part on a daily basis is how much to make. Right. And what do you do if there's leftovers? And hopefully, you know, there's not a ton of leftovers because we're meeting supply and demand. And we have a pretty good idea of where things shake out on a daily basis. If we're doing special events like weddings or graduations or holidays and that sort of thing, we can plan for that type of volume. It's always a little bit sad on Saturdays or Sundays when it's unexpectedly busy and, you know, we might have to close up a little mm-hmm. bit early. I mean, it's nice for a business to be able to, you know, say that we sold out, but we never like to disappoint the customer. It's mm-hmm. always about an exceptional customer experience. And some days are just really busier than others. And so that's kind of the thing. And it goes back to what I mentioned in terms of production. It's not simply, oh, it's super busy and you know, we're going to have to close 2 hours early. So hurry, let's whip up some more. Mm-hmm. Two right. hours doesn't cut it, right? Given how long of a process it is to plan out and let the product mix and proof and do everything it needs right. to do to become that fluffy goodness. So it is a bit of a planning, and it's always sad to like turn away people on those super busy days, but we're super thankful for the support.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in business 3 or 4 years now. And, you know, by now we thought we'd have trends and we'd be able to see, you know, generally what we do in this month and this week. And for the most part, we can. But, you know, COVID and the kind of the change in business has really affected that. So, you know, we can, you know, look at trends and we can kind of see what we did. But for the most part, that is also kind of a moving target at this point, right. because it's hard to compare, you know, this month versus this month last year, kind of given, you know, the changes that have happened with COVID and retail shops and accessibility, but right. We do our best. And again, I think we generally got through COVID, you know, fairly well. We thank everyone for coming in. We're, you know, largely kind of a to-go business. And so we, you know, again, thank for everyone for supporting us through that period. It wasn't easy for any restaurant or food service, but we're happy to say we've been successful and we look for the next successes as well.
Awesome.
One thing that always impresses me is the creative specialty flavors that your team comes up with. So I know your current specialties now are the caramel coconut donut and the Oreo cheesecake donut. So how do you come up with these flavors? Mm-hmm. And who gets to taste test them? How do I get on that list?
Yeah. Well, if you want to come in at 3 a.m. next Friday, we can do a special thing for you. No, that's the really fun part is the creativity, right? And we aim to evolve our specialty menu. We call those our specialty flavors versus our classics. You know, classics are more like that glazed chocolate maple category. But in that specialty category, we try to rotate those on a monthly basis. There's a lot of seasonality that goes into that. You know, for example, a couple months ago in November or December, it's a little bit colder. We're in a warming trend now. Feels like spring and summer around the corner. So things are a little bit warmer outside and you don't need that super hot drink or that connection to that, you know. So like the Mexican hot chocolate, for example, was a big hit during the winter because it's kind of that cozy kind of feel. You know, there's things that like Thai iced tea, espresso mocha, peppermint mocha that we did for Christmas and so forth. All those that I just mentioned have in common the espresso and coffee flavor. And what we try to do with that in particular is loop in our partnership with our coffee roaster, Low Pigeon, who is it's a boutique coffee roaster out of Santa Barbara. That's who we use all of our coffee for in the shop. We have a full espresso bar set up that we, you know, make all the drinks and so forth. But we also aim to incorporate that into product. And we'd like to do that with other local vendors and products to the degree that that makes sense. But it's really about a seasonality. You know, is there any sort of holiday theme that's coming up? But yeah, there's a lot of trial and error, which is the fun part. Although, you know, the kids probably get to taste test more than they should, you know, because somebody's got to taste it and test it out. But yeah, that is a lot of fun. And the four of us kind of throw ideas against the wall all the time on different ideas, different holidays, different occasions and so forth.
Yeah. For me, I mean, obviously we have a head decorator, and she's fantastic. She spends a lot of her time kind of R&Ding and coming up with new flavors. You know, Lauren and Tracy, Sarah and I kind of give some direction on what we'd like to see kind of month by month, but she really kind of takes it and runs with it. For me, it's probably simpler than that. You know, all you have to do is really kind of watch the kids' eyes that come in the shop, and they get up to the counter and you know, when their eyes light up and they point to that donut, clearly that's probably a winner that we should keep.
Like the Fruit Loop donut.
Exactly. Yeah, cereal is a super popular topping, you know? I mean, I guess it's breakfast, right? So just put them two together. I should mention like a couple of the other, you know, other companies that we like to partner with in terms of flavor development and everything. You know, one of the flavors that we have on the counter right now is a blackberry Syrah. So we're bringing in the wine country culture, which makes a ton of sense to, you know, resonate with the whole GCP brand. And rather than just kind of picking any Syrah off the shelf, we partner with Crawford Family Vineyards, friends of ours that own the winery.
Right.
So we use that as the Syrah.
Oh, fun.
I already mentioned Low Pigeon that we do with all of our coffee-oriented frostings and toppings and so forth. We've done things with lavender. So we'll do a lavender honeycomb donut. Lavender is super popular here in the Valley. So not only when you talk about flavors, is there seasonality and holidays and that sort of thing, but also if you talk about wine, if you talk about lavender, if you talk about honey, you know, what other things are represented here in San Ynez Valley and Buellton? And so looking to incorporate those sort of flavor profiles into our offerings to, you know, again, give a little bite of that GCP feeling.
That's cool. I love it. I think that's great. Everybody's helping each other out, and it's fun when you can source those things locally from our other small businesses. So it just helps each other out. So we know donuts, of course, are a big part of GCP menu, but you have a few other things on your menu that maybe you can talk about too, like a donut breakfast sandwich or assorted croissants. What is the cake shake? I'm curious. And then also your very own Los Olivos lemons, lemonade, and full coffee bars. So you talked a little bit about working with a local coffee processor. So what would you say is your most popular item on the menu?
Yeah, Kathy, this is kind of where it's fun and there's kind of no rules apply. You know, obviously our kind of base product is a donut, but you know, we do everything we can to, you know, expand that, get fun with it and get creative. We have what we call a cowboy donut, which is literally probably an 18-inch donut.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun for parties or weddings, or it kind of serves as a birthday cake. I mean, if we walk in with an 18-inch donut in a party, everyone's excited.
I had one custom made for my husband for his birthday.
Oh, you did? That's cool.
Yes, they're huge. They're like bigger than your face. It's amazing.
It is really fun when somebody kind of opens up the box to see that, you know, it's very unexpected, and then it's just kind of a big pow right in
fun.
The face. And it's a lot of fun doing those. Those are very popular for graduations, and even, you know, we do a lot of donuts for weddings. Those have become very popular as an alternative to other desserts.
Yeah.
And so, you know, while there might be, you know, individual regular donuts for all the other guests, the bride and groom could do a cowboy donut in, you know, as their kind of special little thing up on the table for them.
Fun.
Which is really cool.
And we, you know, besides donuts, we have kind of other offerings. You know, Solving Bakery is a, you know, a neighbor of ours and a great business partner. So, you know, we bring in, you know, croissants and breakfast items from them.
They also do, you know, they're super famous for their gingerbread houses. So in Christmas time, we do a gingerbread topping donut. So we collaborate with them too. And also we've used their little gingerbread men also in donut decorating kits that we send out. So we do a lot of stuff with them. They're fantastic.
Something we should probably, you know, touch on as well is the Los Olivos lemons side of our business. That's something that we incorporated about a year and a half ago. Los Olivos Lemons has been around in the Valley for a long, long time. And it's actually a fiberglass lemon that, we serve lemonade out of. You'll see that in our Los Olivos shop now. And that's kind of helped us, offer kind of a lemon side of product. You know, we can bring in the lemonade into our donut shop. We have lemon themed donuts that we like to kind of pair with that, but, that's been kind of something that's fun and adds another element to our offerings.
And that's very popular too for people to rent for catering events like weddings as well. You know, we've done plenty of events here in the Valley, in Santa Barbara, in LA, as far as Palm Springs. And because it's such an iconic, you know, setup, this giant 10-foot lemonade serving smiles out of it, and so it's really fun. Whereas like donuts have become very popular for weddings and graduations and other events, it plays into the same hand with the lemon, right? And importantly, it's about an elevated customer experience for us. It's not just simply some lemonade and thank you very much and be on your way. Like I said, it's serving with smiles. We preach that to our employees all the time. We're selling smiles here. And so be sure to give everybody a hearty hello and a great, great goodbye. Again, give a little bite of that GCP feeling.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about the cake shake. I'm totally curious of what this is. And then you offer some breakfast sandwiches. So what about those too, in addition to your wonderful donuts?
Yeah, the infamous cake shake. So again, partnering with local vendors and exceptional products and so forth. As the name implies, it's a milkshake of sorts. We use McConnell's ice cream, a famous Santa Barbara ice cream producer, and effectively mix in a GCP cake donut.
Oh my gosh.
Call it a vanilla cake, a chocolate cake, some sprinkles, maybe some other toppings, maybe it's chocolate syrup. Maybe there's some other fun things that mix all together to put, you know, produce this little bit of goodness. And then of course you have to top it with another GCP cake donut covered in sprinkles and everything. It's super photogenic. It's a great addition to the lineup.
Fun. I'm sold. Oh my gosh. That sounds awesome. 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 Okay. And then the breakfast sandwiches. What about those?
Yeah. We offer breakfast sandwiches. You know, we're continually listening to our customers. You know, we have customers that come in and say, well, you know, what else do you have besides donuts and things like that? And so, you know, we've kind of taken the opportunity to expand that savory side as well. So our donut breakfast sandwich is a donut. You choose the donut, glazed, you know, maple bacon, you know, you tell us what you want, but we slice that open. We provide a, you know, breakfast sandwich with sausage or ham and cheese and egg. So it's kind of a you create on our donut, and it's been a hit. You know, we've got great feedback on it. It offers, again, another breakfast menu item for us that expands beyond donuts. And I'm kind of butchering that. So.
No, you're doing good. It's awesome. Yeah. It sounds really good. So it's kind of a build your own.
Yeah. I mean, guys, if you've never had a sausage, egg, and cheese on a glazed donut, I mean, it will get your day started on the right foot. I mean, you have that with a nice cappuccino on the side. I mean, it just melts in your mouth, and it is the sweet and savory. It just checks that box. It is awesome.
Oh my goodness. Throw the scale away. All right.
I'm so hungry right now.
It's good for the soul, Kathy. It's good for the soul.
I am a major sweet tooth. Gosh. I know I would be. Oh. It's
so
awesome.
Out of all of these delicious options, everyone must have a favorite. My personal favorite is your blueberry fritter. I'd love to hear about your personal favorites.
My personal favorite is something that we do very limited production of, predominantly around Mother's Day and Easter, when you can just get the most amazing strawberries here on the Central Coast. So we get these fresh strawberries from the Rosa's strawberry stand that everybody around here knows right off of Alamo Pintado.
Absolutely.
You know, straight out of the field, right into our kitchen. And we do this strawberry shortcake donut that is just absolutely to die for.
Yum. Right?
It's glazed donut, fresh strawberries piled high with, you know, plenty of cream. And I mean, it is by far and away one of our annual favorites for customers. It's a huge hit, and it's really amazing. That tops my list in terms of ones that we do on a pretty limited basis.
For me, I have to highlight the basics. Our old fashioned is killer.
It really is.
It really is. I stop there. I could go on and on the specialties, and you know, there's so many products that, you know, there's so many offerings and flavors that we do, but honestly, you can't forget about the basics. The old fashioned is incredible.
I'm an old fashioned girl too. I love the glazed old fashioned. I gotta put some sugar on there, some more, right? I love that too, along with a lot of others, but I love a good old fashioned glazed donut. That's fun. The strawberry shortcake sounds amazing too. I have to make a point to get over there when strawberry season hits, because that sounds really good.
You know, after we've spent all the time in the kitchen coming up with the new ideas and shooting pictures and looking to get the word out, and people are always curious what's happening, you know, and it's a big part of our process to get everything bundled up nicely so that we can present that to customers. And we spend a lot of time in the shop getting that ready for everybody.
Awesome. And so where can our followers find you on social media?
Yeah, and that's where the final product often shows itself before anywhere else. And we're on Instagram and Facebook primarily. God's Country Provisions, or at God's Country Provisions. We spend a lot of time and effort making sure that really displays, you know, what we're doing on a monthly basis, special events, holidays, and so forth. It's the best place to get information. We're very responsive on there. You get to see what's coming up. Maybe drool a little bit when you're sitting at your desk trying to find a little time away. But that's really the place to be, at God's Country Provisions.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys have great imagery. It's just, they speak for themselves, and pictures says 1,000 words. A quick thing too, you've started back in 2020, and you've done donut decorating kits, which I think is super fun for people to be able to kind of take it home and be creative on their own side. So tell us a little bit more about your decorating kits and how that works.
Yeah. excuse me. Thanks for highlighting that. The donut decorating kits are awesome. A, you can get them in our shop and take them home and make your own donuts. We also ship those. So that started in 2020. Clearly that was kind of the COVID year. Everyone was at home. Kids were at home. I need things to do. And so we package up 4 plain donuts. We provide all the toppings, the icing, and it comes delivered to you. So it's really a create your own. It's an event for kids. It's something special. It's something out of the norm. And it's been a big hit. Clearly kind of through the pandemic, we ended up shipping a lot of those. We have customers always come in the shop, get a number of kits for birthday parties or, you know, just a Friday night of decorating donuts. It's something kind of out of the ordinary, and our opportunity to get our donuts, you know, beyond the valley. We do have a lot of people that follow our Instagram that aren't necessarily here in Buellton where our shop is, but they still want a piece of GCP. And so, you know, the donut decorating kits are able to ship. They can get those at home, you know, have fun with their families, you know, they get our quality donuts, they can make their own. And so it's been a real hit and a kind of a real adventure and given us a good creative outlet.
And those too will do on a, you know, a holiday or seasonality, like we'll have a Christmas version, a Halloween version, maybe it's a 4th of July, or we have our classic and so forth. We ship all over the Western US. So, you know, call it Montana to California and everything in between. It's really fun for grandparents that are sending to grandkids or friends sending to friends, or, you know, it's really touching when people incorporate custom notes that will, you know, will include in the shipment. And maybe it's for a family that's going through something and they just want to bring a little smile to them. And so it's always a pleasure for us to be involved in, you know, bring a little spark of joy wherever we can to see where they're going. It's been a lot of fun.
Right. I love the concept. I think it's a great idea. And like you say, during COVID, so many people were home climbing the walls with their kids, and this great gave them a great outlet. So good for you. It's just, everybody got so creative. I love the creativity and innovation that came out of COVID, if nothing else. But I mean, that was one good thing that we did see come out of it. So kudos to you guys. I love it.
Thank you.
So in addition to that, I know you mentioned you met on the baseball field and with your kids, and I've been there. And that's where a lot of our longtime, you know, life friends and relationships evolved, is on the athletic fields. But in addition to that, I know you do a lot in our community. Can you tell us a little bit more about things that you do and champion around here in the Valley?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, baseball started the baseball field. There's the kids' snack shack there where you can find GCP donuts, or we'll partner with ASO on that as well. And, you know, and what's important to think about for, you know, both those types of examples is ultimately they're doing it a fundraiser for Pony Baseball or for ASO. And so, you know, participating in the community in sort of a fundraiser context is really something that's always kind of front and center of our minds. Our families go to what is it now? 4 different schools?
10 different schools?
Oh my goodness.
All the different ages.
Yeah. Feels like 10, but so, you know, 4 different schools and multiple different sports and teams and everything. So, you know, we do a lot of events at the high school at football games, at basketball games, different student recognition things. I already mentioned Pony and ASO. You know, during COVID, there was some wonderful people that came together that were doing all kinds of food delivery for people, and we were involved in that. And so it's really something that's just important for us to be part of the community and to add to it where we can in that sort of giving way. So it's a big part of what we do to kind of give back.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the businesses have been really supportive and, you know, corporate events or, you know, employee recognition or just, you know, holiday parties, you know, we're a big hit there. And so we thank the local businesses and thank the city of Buellton and the chamber. Clearly, you know, it's been a great place to start a business. It's been a great place to operate a business, and Buellton's been fantastic to us. So again, we can't thank everyone enough. It's been a real pleasure. We look forward to continuing this, and you know, just are very appreciative.
Awesome. Thank you.
Gentlemen, it's been such a pleasure to have you join us today and to share the God's Country Provision story with us. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your story with our listeners.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us. Come in and taste that breakfast sandwich. You won't be disappointed.
Or 3 a.m. for special flavors.
Yeah, or 3 a.m. Help us figure out our April and May menu. Come in at 3 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, set your alarm, Meg. I'll meet you there.
I know. This has been great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we do. We appreciate you both being here with us today. And I know my mouth is watering. I'm sure our listeners are drooling right now, too, wherever they're listening. We always ask our guests one last question before we close out. And that is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
What's really been fantastic is just being welcomed with open arms by everybody here, residents, schools, businesses. It's just been so fantastic, you know, and some of the highlights for me are, you know, partnering with Flying Flags on events that they do. We've done things with Haneda and Oak Valley and what the kids are doing there. And it's just the community feel of it and is exactly what represents, you know, what we thought about and what we talked about at the very beginning in terms of the name of the business, God's Country Provisions. It's really the people, it's the feeling that you get here, and Buellton really represents all of that.
Awesome. What about you, Craig?
Well, there's no other place like Buellton. I mean, this is one of a kind on the Central Coast. You know, it's location to the freeway and accessibility to people passing through. You know, our local community, there's no better place. Enough said.
Awesome. We're just a big giant lemon here. We're unique, right? One of a kind.
Yeah. One of a kind.
That's awesome. We hear that a lot about from our guest is the community here in Buellton, which I think we all feel that sense of community and just support and having each other's back. So, well, thank you all for listening. You can be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media to join our conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you all again soon. Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DiCicco, and produced by Relic.